A podfic of Forever Summer, written by Liger Cat, read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary. The summer felt like it was going on forever sometimes. End of summary. Every day it was the same thing. Well, not the same thing. That'd be boring. They did different things, but it played out the same. They'd come up with an idea, build it, use it, then it would disappear or something. Sometimes it didn't follow that pattern. Phineas liked those days.
Does he have any idea?
Phineas was alone currently, relaxing under the tree in their backyard. It gave him time to think about these things. Belgique had brought up school yesterday? The day before? He frowned, confused as to why he couldn't remember exactly when it had been. It had been recent, he knew that at least. It had made him think about how long this summer was lasting. The previous summers never seemed to be this long. Not that he was complaining. School was a necessity, but it meant less time for creativity.
Only subconsciously.
And less time to spend with Ferb. Even if they had the same classes, they always ended up signing up for different extracurriculars, which meant whole hours apart. Speaking of, Ferb had been gone a while. Hey, where's Ferb? Phineas muttered under his breath.
I want to come with you.
Phineas stood up. The day was still early, plenty of time for fun if he could find Ferb. He'd taken a few steps toward the house when the back door slid open. Phineas smiled. Hey, Ferb! I was just coming to look for you! Hey, Candace! His sister was staring. He was used to her staring, but something about it made him uncomfortable this time. Maybe because her eyes were wet? Had she been crying? Is everything okay, Candace? He moved closer, slower than before. Yeah, I missed a call from Jeremy. Before Phineas could reply, she darted back in the house. Ferb just blinked.
I thought you wanted to come with me.
That was weird, right? It felt weird, but it also felt familiar, like it had happened before. He rubbed his forehead, and the feeling passed after a moment. She'd obviously missed calls from Jeremy before, and he'd been thinking of that.
I didn't think he'd still be... How long do you think you can keep this up?
So, Ferb, what do you want to do with the rest of today?
As long as I have to.
Ferb thought about it.
Well, that's vague.
He pulled out a blueprint from somewhere and showed it to Phineas.
What do you want me to say, Candace?
Phineas grinned. Ferb, I know what we're going to do today.
Maybe it's time to just let go. Her voice cracked on the last words. I can't. Nothing's changed. Nothing will change. He dropped his eyes from her, his hand taking the one lying limp next to him.
Phineas started when Ferb suddenly took his hand. There was confliction in his expression, and Phineas set down his cell phone. Ordering the parts could wait.
You can't keep him in an endless summer forever. He tightened his grip.
Phineas, you're happy, aren't you?
Sooner or later, you'll get tired of this. And then what? He left out a sigh. He's never waking up, Ferb. Candace raised her head, tears streaked down her cheeks. Does it matter? Ferb used his other hand to brush some stray strands of hair from his teenage brother's pale face. He's in there.
The question made Phineas's brows furrow. Yeah, of course. His smile came back as he returned the grip on his hand just as tight. How could he not be happy? This was the best summer ever.
And he's happy.
End of story. Author's end notes. If not clear, Phineas is in a coma, and Ferb built a device to go into his mind to keep their summer going indefinitely. If you enjoyed this podfic, I would really appreciate knowing, and if you enjoyed the fic, I'm sure the author would also appreciate knowing. Now, I did mess up a couple of times, even though this is really sad, so bloopers are going to be in 3, 2, 1. So, Ferb, what do you want to do for the rest of... He pulled out a blueprint. Okay. He pulled out a blueprint. Blueprint. Let's change these consonants. There was confliction in his. There was confliction in his... The question made Phineas's... Does it matter? Ferb used his other hand... Does it matter? Ferb used his other hand to brush some stray strands of hair from his fit... That's the end of the podfic. Thank you for listening. Bye.